What's up?
Not much. Same old, same old.
Is it? It's different now.
Why is it different?
I don't know. See, the festival season's over.
That's true. I've just been so busy, like, the past couple weeks that, like, I haven't had time to really, process a whole lot. So, that is true.
Are you locked and loaded for the playoff pool?
I haven't entered the lineup yet, but I have probably 3/4 of the picks in mind of what I'm going to do.
Nice. I haven't yet. I don't know. We'll see what kind of mood I'm in if I want to do it. Is it due start before they kick out, before they play on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably end up not doing it.
I'm
turned off by all his emails.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what it's like. Every week you get a long drawn email.
I kind of don't like that.
You don't have to pay attention.
I know, but then I feel like you should be paying attention to it.
No, because he the way he structures it is that the beginning of it is just garbage, and then he'll give you the real information at the very end.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Is this guy you know?
No, Rossett knows.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know so much about him. Like, he refs basketball games for his kids. There's all sorts of stuff.
For his own kids?
Yeah.
No conflict of interest there.
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe not his. Maybe his kids' age, maybe not his actual kids' games, but whatever. All I'm saying is that you can read his emails or you can fast forward through the stuff and get to the meat and potatoes of the email if you'd like.
I don't eat meat.
The meat substitute and potatoes of the
plant-based and potatoes.
Yes.
I can eat potatoes. Just potatoes is good.
You don't eat meat ever now?
I haven't in 2 years.
Oh, like not even like a nice steak, like once a year?
I've had bites of Amy's when we go out to a nice restaurant and she gets something. I'll try that, but I won't eat like a whole meal.
Really? You don't get a craving for it ever, huh?
Maybe when I first started, but now, yeah. Now it's, I don't. And then the last time I did it, I felt it in my stomach like immediately.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was like just taking like one bite. It was really good, but then like I almost felt like I was full afterwards, and it was just like one bite and we had all this other good food.
What did we have recently? You know what it is? I think we got burgers, but we got the plant-based burgers, and you don't feel as terrible afterwards.
Oh yeah, for sure. And if you put enough dressings and toppings and stuff like that, sauces, and spice it up, you don't even know that you're not eating the burger, and you don't feel disgusting. Faux show. But my diet is pretty boring though.
Oh, you're recording this the whole time already?
I told you, I start recording now so it doesn't get all...
Oh.
And I'll edit it later. Now I gotta go through and like edit this out because you're being redundant.
My bad.
No, I'm just...
My bad.
You can start now and we can just cut everything before.
No. Give the people a little peek behind the curtain. What's really happening here? How's all set up? How's all put together?
Has Turbin asking you for one? I feel like Turb doesn't really reach out to anyone individually besides Jeff and Costa.
No, remember Myers texted about one like a week or two ago.
Yeah, but I mean, like, don't you think Turb wants it more because he won? He wants to hear us talk about him.
I have not heard a single thing from Turbin about
that's about that, and then that goes back to my last comment is that I feel like Turb does not reach out to anyone besides Jeff and Costa individually. I can't see him reaching out.
About stuff from time to time, but he's just
Or about fantasy.
I mean, I don't know. I'm the commissioner, so everyone reaches out to me about something fantasy related. So that's not a fair question. But I mean, some people are just very outspoken and cocky, and you know, talk about it nonstop. And then they lose. And then there's other people who just
never win like you.
This isn't about me though. I say the people that don't really say anything. And then they win. Like, you know. Rossett was ready to claim himself the champion before the end of the regular season.
Yeah, he I think after he won the survivor pool, he was convinced he was gonna win this too.
Yeah,
and he almost did. I was trying to like figure out, you know, what he was lacking in his championship week 17 performance, and it comes down to rushing touchdowns. He had 0 to Jarrett's 6. Yeah, and it was still only a 6-point game.
But also, I think, you know, DK Metcalf came through with just a monster game. I think that was the saving grace for Turbin. You know, like,
yeah, I went up against Metcalf in my other league. I was in the championship game for him.
How'd that go?
I went against Metcalf in my other league, so I should he blew me out. I mean, I didn't stand a chance. I lost by like 60. I did get a notification from Yahoo saying the better team did not win, which made me feel better.
You think that was specialized just for you?
Yeah, because the algorithm probably said that my team is better, and that's why I sent it out. Yeah, that no one can prove me otherwise unless you work for Yahoo Fantasy.
Fair enough. But I mean, you know, I think Rossi had a pretty solid team. Like, I think Jarrett played the matchups, the waiver wire, all that stuff perfectly.
You know, I mean, if you look like 5 years from now, we look at like Jarrett's roster of the year he won it, and you're gonna be like, how? Like Baker Mayfield's probably not. I'm just saying like the roster. Like, Baker Mayfield's never gonna reach that point where the potential of him being number one overall pick. Josh Allen obviously was probably the rock of his lineup. He was, you know, probably the most consistent all the year. I mean, he had AJ Dillon, who scored 2 touchdowns, but he's not even the starting running back in Green Bay. Damon Harris on the Patriots, who me and you have constantly said that you never know what you're going to get out of them. But and then he had Philadelphia. But still, you never know with Belichick. You put him in the lineup, and he's usually not consistent, which means he's not going to be able to get you to the, you know, the championship game that you want. Jordan Howard is.
This season, Damon Harris has been stud like the past like 6-7 weeks when he's been playing. I mean,
he's been playing. So you don't know. He put up 17 in the championship game, 30 against the Bills. Didn't play against the Colts. Had a 20-point in Bills. So he really dominated the Bills. But then before that, it was 7, 9 points, 11 points. But sounds like you're turning the corner on running backs from New England.
I'm not.
You've changed.
No, I'm not saying that I'm going down that path. But all I'm saying is that when it came down to the path to the last quarter of the season, the Damian Harris, when he was healthy, was reliable. That's all it comes down to. You can't look at the whole season at this point. You're looking at the last quarter, in the playoffs at the end. And I'm saying that's what Jarrett did. He constantly was manipulating his lineup throughout the entire playoffs. You know, like I have to give credit to that. You know, like, and this is coming from the guy who lost pick.
Lost what? Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we 5 years from now we look back, let's look at Jarrett's roster from the championship league, like. It looks like he shouldn't even made the playoffs. So right. I guess without saying it, I'm trying to compliment him because I don't want to compliment
right.
him.
Right. I know what you're saying. I mean, the same thing could be said about the year that Mitel won. I think Mitel beat Costa. And I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, but I remember that year. Didn't he dominate all year, though? He had one of the top.
He did. But what I'm saying is that that his players got hurt. He had to pick up some scrubs to put in his lineup that week. You know, like, you know, I see the point that you're trying to make. You're trying to make that, like, his lineup overall for the entire season wasn't great. But you know what? As you know, I think I heard this phrase not too long ago, where, like, you know, skill is getting into the playoffs. Luck is winning the championship. You know, like, meaning that it has nothing to do with me. All right, I know what you're laughing at. It's just regardless of me, but what that quote is trying to say is that it takes skill to make your team be good enough to be towards the top half of the league at the end of the season. But once you're in the playoffs, like, you're at the mercy of whatever's going to happen, you know? Like, all you need is one player to crap the bed and your team's done. So, but yeah, I see your point.
Another thing that Jeff missed out on was the Mahomes to Hill connection that he did not get in week 17.
Yeah, I think Hill had just come off the COVID list, and I'm pretty sure they said that he was having some ill effects from that.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, he still got 10 targets, but he only had 6 for 40.
Yep.
Looking at these, I don't know how it was so close. I mean, he had 0 rush touchdowns to turn 6. He had nobody had over 100 yards receiving. He had a couple of touchdowns, but still kept it close. Yeah, I mean, the defenses were pretty. I guess Tucker kind of made up some ground, but yeah. He really, based on what he did all year, Jeff didn't have any business winning that, and he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because Jeff had some solid pieces that, set his team up for success and being, you know, getting Deebo Samuel for barely anything. Mark Andrews being the number one tight end in the whole season.
Did he end up being the number one tight end?
I'm pretty sure. You know, it's eerily familiar of when another person had a dominating team the whole season and then lost because David Johnson and Danny Woodhead and other – oh, and what's his name? What's that tight end from Washington who played like 3 games a year and blew up?
Jordan Reed,
yeah.
He won me a championship.
The players I was naming was all from the team that beat me, buddy. Oh. That was your team. Glad you remember. Cool. David Johnson, Danny Woodhead, Jordan Reed. You don't remember? How come I remember?
I mean, I've won so many, it's hard to keep track. I mean, I know if you won your first, you'd have every player memorized, so.
I have more than that memorized, so. I'll give props to Turbin. I said it before on the thread, like, he called his shot. Called it way before that he was going to.
I think he also called it. He called it also thinking he was getting McCaffrey back and McCaffrey was going to lead him to.
Fair enough.
Promise.
Fair enough. But this just, all I can say is that he played it well. He worked the waiver wire. He played the matchups. I don't agree with all them. There's no way in hell you would catch me ever playing Baker Mayfield in a championship fantasy matchup. I would rather play another running back.
Baker Mayfield or Matt Ryan.
Or not play one at all.
And then look at the rest of his roster. Who else is he going to start? Was he going to put one of a third string running back in?
All I could say is he's lucky that Baker Mayfield actually came alive in the second half because it was Baker Mayfield.
First half was brutal.
There's if it continued along the trajectory of the first half, Mayfield would have gotten you 3 points, and yes, I would be correct in my assessment of putting in someone else. So
he could have went with Boston Scott and Jordan Howard, hoping that one of them found the end zone instead of Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, if he
Boston got in, found,
If he would have put in Tony Pollard, let's see, does he still win?
No.
I think so.
Yeah, no. It would have been close because Pollard had 7.3.
Close, you're right. Okay. Well, and yeah. I think next year could be my year.
I don't know, man. I'm on a big slump too. Kind of sucks.
Oh, big slump. Oh, yeah. Don't talk to me about fucking slumps.
Hey, it's been 6 years. I don't think I went longer than three between my other ones, and now it's been 6 years.
Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I don't know. But you still have one thing that no one else has ever done. Do you know what that is?
I'm coming second four times.
And do it back-to-back years?
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Some dubious distinctions there.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, just very proud to have those next to my name.
So that's a wrap on 2021, huh? What
overall thoughts this fantasy season?
Can we please change websites?
Before we get to that, I meant as far as just like player trends, things you noticed, anything separated this season versus other seasons.
To tell you what, I didn't notice any trends because I clearly am not, was like I mentioned during the season, I wasn't as gauged as much and I was kind of putting my hand in the basket with the blindfold on, trying to pick the golden egg, and I didn't succeed.
I think we're getting. Remember, you know how when we first started, it was all about top tier running backs, and then maybe about 4 or 5 years after that, the pendulum started to swing a little bit, and then it was like, zero RB strategy. Get your wide receivers first. Then like we started to see the emergence of some bell cow running backs again, and I think we're starting to lose that again. How many of the top running backs actually worth their weight in gold? I would argue, if we're gonna go through the consensus top five running backs picked, I don't know if any of them were Christian McCaffrey, obviously not. Dalvin Cook, I would say no. I owned him. He didn't lose me again. He lost me some games, but he didn't win me any like he did the year before. Derrick Henry, he got hurt, but I would say he is worth it.
I would say Ezekiel Elliott was probably the closest to hitting his. He was kind of like the 4 or 5, maybe, right? Like top guy. He finished sixth. He finished sixth. That's the closest to.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point is finishing sixth at running back versus carrying your team. Like he might have finished sixth at running back, but he wasn't winning you games.
Yeah, there was really only one running back that did that this year.
Yeah, and that was Taylor. And so that's my point. Like you go back to last year, the year before, like you had a handful.
Last year there was three running backs. Derrick Henry with 372 points, Dalvin Cook with 348, and Alvin Kamara with 345. The next one after that was 252.
Okay.
Year before that, there was four, maybe five guys. McCaffrey, 442, which is that's the last guy that really dominated. Yep. Henry, 317, Aaron Jones, 311, Ezekiel Elliott, 300, Dalvin Cook, 281. And then Eckler 275, and there's a big drop off after that.
Like I have to do some thinking in the offseason, but I think it's gonna change my approach. Like I don't know if it's worth blowing all that money on running backs anymore.
Well, obviously your approach isn't working. It hasn't worked for you yet. But the draft doesn't matter because that's not it though for you.
Well,
maybe it is. I don't know because you're still getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that I don't know if putting all your eggs in running backs is a good strategy going forward. Teams are not you know, lots of teams are getting away from having a bell cow running back. And bell cow running backs, you know, outside of like Derrick Henry, their longevity is minimal. You know, I think we're already seeing Dalvin Cook drop from the ranks there. So,
but isn't that just more durability? I mean, like, if he plays, how many games did he miss?
Maybe two.
That's it? One, yeah, two, three. No, he missed four.
Fine, but I'm just look at his points per game.
16.
I'm talking look actual points per game. They're that is heavily swayed by the like 40-point match that he had with the 200 yards.
It's his average. He averages 16 points a game.
I know, but I'm saying the average is swayed by that. It's my point. His average is 16, but you take out that one massive game, I guarantee his average is closer to like 10.
Come on. Do I have to bust out my calculator here? My TI-83?
Well,
Gang Wars game I got going. You didn't get that joke?
It's Drug Lord.
Oh, my bad. See, I was just trying to see if you paid attention. Time. How many games did he play? 13? Minus 42. I'm going to give him his average. Instead of a 42-point game, I'm going to give him a 16-point game, okay? Divided by 13. Still average 14 points a game.
All right, well, then I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. The problem is, I think teams, if they could, they would lean on the running game. But they can't because of the durability. Now they're building their rosters where they have guys where they're, instead of giving them 20 touches, they're doing 16 and give another guy, you know, 8 instead of 20 and 6, you know, they're like trying to save their guys. Now with a longer season, it's probably gonna be even more like that. So, yep. So there's definitely some truth into not, at least not having a, I think more of the running backs that can catch the ball too are the ones that are not the workhorse ones that get 25 catch runs a game that don't exist anymore. Now the running backs you want to go for are the ones that are both in the passing and the running game. I mean, like yep. Eckler, Kamara, now Najee Harris, even Joe Mixon is catching a lot of balls in that yep. offense.
Exactly. And that extends their durability because now they're not running between the tackles as much. They're catching it in space. So yeah. They're less likely, you know, they're not pounding it up the center 25 times a game.
You like to pound it up the center, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Look at the pound town. But I think also the other thing to take away, I think it was just a lot of consistently inconsistent across the board. You know, like there wasn't much you could depend on week in and week out. Except if you had Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp, there wasn't really anything. You didn't know what you were going to get.
But, I mean, you can't even say that going into the next season that those two are going to get there, because if they get banged up, then you don't know what you're going to get them. So you never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, let's just say the top receiver rarely finishes the top receiver the next season.
Unless you're named Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is in a category all of his own. Like Jerry Rice was doing, you know, amazing things in a league that wasn't throwing the ball, or they had all the protective rules for receivers. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like that's what makes. I think that's what people forget is just how remarkable he was because of
he did it for so what long. He was,
but he did it for so long. But what he was able to accomplish, like there was no such thing as like. You know, all these defensive pass interference calls that they're getting now. Like you were getting hit all the time. You know, you had your people had their hands on you past 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, all sorts of stuff. All right. Do you want to transition into what do you want to do next? Rule changes?
I didn't prepare anything. I was thinking we split it up and save it for another one.
All right, that's fine.
You wanted to do keeper, run through some keeper options for everybody?
Yeah, let's see. Keepers, early keepers.
Where do you want to start?
I mean, I just brought up the roster page, so we can just go in that order. Unless...
My team?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Jalen Waddle's $1. So I got him, I got Kittle, I got Brady. Do you have the – are you pulling up the ESPN?
I can. Actually, I can do one better. It should be in my email.
Well, those are my three options. If I can get Waddle for six, that I might lean that way just to open up some budget. I think that they, after firing their coach, I don't know. I'd have to wait to see what kind of who they bring in and stuff like that. Even man, Amon St. Brown was a fucking beast to close out the season. I think you can agree there too. But I would have to pay what it was, 10 for free agents.
Yes.
I mean, he had his last, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. This is 10 catches, 8 catches, 8 catches, 9 catches, 8 catches. All every game except for one, he got a touchdown in. And he was rushing the ball. He had 6 rushing attempts for 49 yards and another touchdown.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why do I have a... Why can't I find these... That's weird.
Steve had one of the best keepers, but he traded away to go all in. And
yes, he did.
Ended up being all out. Do you have a total here, or should I? Do I need to start looking this up?
I'm looking for it.
This is great. This is quality stuff right here.
I know, right? Try to bring the quality. Fuck it. What ESPN?
What? You hate what? My fantasy league?
Fuck it. We're not going to do the values. I don't care. We can do that another time. All right.
I found it. Let's see, I can keep Kittle for 20, Brady for 18, and Waddle for 8. Those are probably my three options. Kittle, he was scorching hot there for a hot minute when Garoppolo was quarterback, but he could definitely not be a part of their game plan, and he could just be blocking for a game, and that really hurts you.
Yeah. Tight end's gonna be tough next year to do.
Any other thoughts? I mean, Brady's getting old. That's why I kind of like Waddle. I want to see what they do with coaching wise, and they bring
You keep Waddle for $8. I think that's a no-brainer.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, anytime you got someone for single digits, who's a potential to return way more value. That's your go-to.
For sure. And, you know, I mean, if I wanted to build my team around another tight end, I have concerns. Is that Steve's team's next?
I don't think he's going to have anyone to keep.
At all?
I mean, not that's worth it. No, I don't think so.
Man, that's a bummer for him. I'm trying to pull up his who he's.
Maybe the Buffalo Bills defense, since he spent so much of his free agent budget on it.
Oof.
Let's see how much that actually returned for him after he got it.
He can keep Aaron Jones. No, he traded him.
No. He can't eat. You're right. He can keep Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones for 29. I mean, that's not that bad.
No, that's reasonable.
Who's next? I'm not looking at that.
My screen.
You? You're next?
Really?
What are you keeping next year? Eckler for 11? Yeah.
Duh. It's a no-brainer. There's no one else on my team you could keep. I wouldn't want to keep.
Team Eckler. How about Mitel? You got anybody?
Yeah, he traded for Michael Thomas.
Is Michael Thomas ever going to play again?
I don't know. And who's he going to play for? Because there's a chance he might not be back with the Saints.
Yeah, he doesn't. Does he still have Mike Williams? Mike Williams for $6 is probably the play.
Michael Thomas. But Michael Thomas, I think, is also drafted him for cheap.
Ross drafted him for how much?
For cheap. I don't remember how much, but it was cheap. It's definitely, Mitchell traded for that.
11. So it'd be Michael Thomas, 11, with tons of question marks, or Michael Williams for 8 and a big part of that offense.
I could keep Rashad Penny. He's been solid the last 3 weeks.
For what, $10?
Okay, I'm not going to keep him. I think
Michael Williams is probably the best move for him. I don't know. I just feel like Michael Thomas coming back. Who knows? I mean, if you're out that long, maybe you just don't have it anymore, and he's too much of an ego to come out and
I don't know. I don't know how much he drafted DeAndre Swift for. I don't know if he
21 maybe. So I think Swift is a. I mentioned this to you. St. Brown really started to pick up when Swift went down. So if Swift comes back, I think maybe some of that goes back to him.
I know.
Turb, defending champ. Does he got anyone to keep?
He's going to keep DK, I'm pretty sure. DK for 11.
He was pretty up and down this year. But no, also DK, no Russell Wilson next year.
Potentially.
I think that relationship's over. Damien Harris for 15 is not bad.
Yeah, he'll keep DK, if I'm pretty sure. But
what if Russell's gone?
Depends who's throwing the ball, I guess.
Yeah, it does. All right, Rossett, Scott.
DK is a monster. I mean, I don't know what was going on. Obviously, Wilson was hurt, but, I don't know what. You just throw the ball up and he will catch it. He was grossly underutilized this year.
Yeah, it didn't help with the finger injury for Russell. Ross is going to stay Mahomes for 18.
That or
Mark Andrews for 20.
Or Debo Samuel.
Debo for 11. He's got some options.
He does. And you know what? Usually you would think that Mahomes would be an automatic keep, but Mahomes was not. I don't know.
He still ended up top five, but he definitely wasn't as dominant as he was. But still, he's only paying 18. I think any top five quarterback drafted would probably go for more than that. So there's value there. Debo is just a beast.
Right. The thing is, Debo exploded on the scene. Like, I think you have to look at how much value you're getting for it. There's a case that Mark Andrews could be the number one tight end drafted next year too. Like, so $20 could be a steal if the number one tight end usually can go for anywhere from 40 to 60 depending on who it is.
Debo Samuel. Yeah, you mentioned it before. It's hard to repeat as number one.
100
tight end. This is the first time in a while that Kelsey hasn't been, but I don't think Andrews is as dominant as Kelsey.
But then Debo's another good point. Right. His value, what you said, is 11. I mean, next year he's going to be drafted as a top five receiver. That puts you.
Yeah, and he's just as much a running back as he's a wide receiver too, right, which is crazy.
And you're putting that at somewhere in the $3 range, probably. Like, that's a huge value there. It's a bigger. I would argue that's a bigger discount than what you get for Mahomes. Mahomes will go in the high 20s probably. So, I don't know. Decisions.
Weitzman, what's he got?
He kept Kyler.
Kyler would be 25.
Which is probably what he'll go for anyway.
Yeah. He doesn't really have... He can't keep Hurts. He can't keep Robinson. He's got Ayuk, and Ayuk's no longer than the stud there. He's got Pitts for 16. Yeah, he doesn't have that great of options.
Because I have Ayuk. He dropped him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was reading off of what he drafted, but yeah, he doesn't. He'll I wouldn't be surprised if he either kept Murray and stuck with him or just didn't keep anyone.
I thought him, I wouldn't keep anybody.
See, that's another thing with his strategy where he like doesn't like to spend too much on a player and likes to have a bunch of guys that are for that 11 to 25 range. Those guys don't become that great keepers. But if you're paying a lot and you draft someone cheap at the end that turns into be a stud, that becomes a keeper. He kind of limits himself by his draft strategy.
Yeah.
Right now, Joey, I think he has the least options. Bassinger, we know he traded everything for
two keepers.
A bunch of keepers, so he's got a decision to make. He'll probably make the wrong one like he did with the divisions. And most of his draft. But he can keep
I think I've mentioned this before, but he made a big mistake in keepers years back. It was right after McCaffrey's rookie season. He had a choice to keep McCaffrey for somewhere in the 20 range. I think it was the year before he exploded. I think he chose to keep Josh Gordon, who I forgot what team Gordon was on at that point. It might have been what he signed with the Patriots.
Cleveland?
I don't know if he was with Cleveland. I don't remember. But anyway, he chose to keep Josh Gordon, which didn't work out so well. So.
But we're under the impression he's going to take
I don't know.
Chase, right? Take. I mean, no how idea. Much did he keep Chase for? 11?
Derrick Henry looks great in the playoffs. I mean, you can keep arguably the number one running back, number two running back for
how much?
I think it's 30.
Yeah, it'd be 30 on the dot. Yeah, he's got him or 13 for Chase Dan Chase fuck his name is.
Jamar Chase.
I don't know why I thought that was his first name. Yeah, so he's got options. Unlike Joey, who doesn't really have any. Costa, does Costa have another year of Kamara left, or is he moving on?
I'm pretty sure he still has another year of Kamara.
He got him for 20, so he's got like 2 years if he wants him.
Yep.
Does he have any other options?
I mean, if you face that Cordarrelle Patterson is gonna repeat, I don't. But if other people did, that's it.
Yeah. And then are we going to see Cooper Kupp and Old Man Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Reunite for 20, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Cooper Kupp locked up for the next 3 years, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And he had a good pickup. He had a good pickup with Elijah Mitchell, too, potentially. So, Myers, maybe you should keep Elijah Mitchell. That's for you. Inside info.
Yeah. and we're down to Grant. Who's he got?
He should keep Carson Wentz. I'm pretty sure he's gonna have a good season next season.
He's due?
No, I'm kidding. I don't even know if he's gonna be a starting quarterback.
Yeah, they really blew it, huh? He's got a lot of expensive players on this team. Yeah. James Conner, whew, $6 for him.
Yeah, but do you think James Conner has the same season next season?
I mean, with Kyler, I think he's a goal line back, and Kyler can move the ball, and I think so. I mean, he's kind of touchdown dependent, but that offense can score. I mean, he had 14 touchdowns this year. I can see him getting pretty close to that again.
I feel like we see this in fantasy all the time, where there's like, you know, when you...
I mean, it's for $6, though. It's not like he's...
I'm not arguing that. I'm just arguing that he's going to have a similar season, you know, because his season is completely dependent on touches, you know?
Yeah, no, he definitely touched on it, but...
And we've seen this in running backs in the past where they have a monster touchdown season. And then the next season, there's regression to the mean. You cut those touchdowns in half, and he's not even a starter for your team, you know?
Is Fred still a Chubb? He owns Chubb for a while, doesn't he?
But he needs some work.
I mean, he's a good start. Chubb for $16. I don't think he had a good lineup.
I said the Cleveland team needs work.
Not
his team.
I mean, they still have a good offensive line. They just need a quarterback to make. They need like a Rex Grossman.
Maybe they'll get Mitch Trubisky.
Manage the game. Yeah, Mitch.
Fred arguably had one of the best lineups down the line. One of the best rosters down the line.
Yeah, he did have some pretty bad injuries. I mean, Fournette, Godwin, and Thielen all kind of fizzled out with injuries towards the end of the year. But Chubb, Barkley, Josh Jacobs. For sure.
No, Barkley was garbage, but like,
you know, exactly. Barkley being garbage is your third running back. And it's a lot better than most teams' third running backs. So we got some guys have decisions to make.
We do indeed.
You don't.
No, that's one thing I don't have to do is make a decision there. So our decision's already made.
All right, so we should have another one in a couple weeks. We'll talk about some.
No, before we do that, two more things.
What?
Why do you sound so?
I don't know. I was ready to be done.
Well, I got some stuff for you. You ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Since your predictions on which quarterbacks are going to be where, throw some out there. Who's going?
You mean like in free agency?
Yeah.
I like Russell in New Orleans.
Interesting. I have not heard that one.
What other quarterbacks are going to be free agents? That's the only one that I know off the top of my head.
Well, I mean, it's not just free agents. It's also like potentially changing places. So, Aaron Rodgers, is he gonna go? Is he gonna
stay? Oh yeah, I can see him going to Pittsburgh.
Really? I've not heard,
I know when they played, the Steelers came to Green Bay. There was pictures of him and Tomlin being all friendly. That's about it.
I'm gonna say I think
Rodgers. But he I feel like he would like being a Pittsburgh Steeler, I think.
I'm going to say I think Rodgers is back in Green Bay.
I hope not.
I think he is. Who's going to be the quarterback for the Broncos?
They might make a splash somewhere. I could see Russ going there.
There's a lot of talk of Rodgers going there. That's where he wanted to go.
Yeah, there was talk about that at the beginning of the season, too. No, I like it.
Who's the quarterback in Carolina?
Didn't they extend Darnold?
Did they?
That's a mistake. I don't know. I thought I heard someone making saying that Panthers are screwed because they extended him.
Who's the quarterback in Cleveland?
Baker?
Yeah, I read a report that they've already committed to Baker for 2022, which I think is dumb. I think he is holding that team back. Like, he just, you know, he's not a game manager, but he's not good enough to win you a game. Like, he's garbage. He's just straight up garbage. Bottom line, I don't know what happened to him, but he had a great second half of his rookie season, and he hasn't done anything since. I think Odell Beckham has more yards with the Rams in like four games than he had all season with the Browns. What else? There were a couple more that. Oh, that's enough for now.
Who's coaching the Bears? Is that Steeler Thunder?
It's,
huh?
That wasn't the next thing I was going to go for, but that's a good question. Bears.
Who?
What's a good Harbaugh? Question. You want Harbaugh?
I don't know. Do you?
No.
Who do you want?
I want somebody who's young and innovative. I don't know who that would be necessarily. I think someone on the thread had mentioned Leftwich. I think that would be good. I think he could be good.
I think he might go to Jacksonville though.
That's an obvious connection there, and yeah, and that
I mean, like, if I was him, I kind of feel like. Yeah, being a quarterback there, full soaker for your first head coaching job, but
yeah, I think that makes complete sense.
But I think the Bears probably is the best job that's available right now.
Agreed. You know, just someone who's we have a sour taste in our mouth because it's the same position that Nagy was, but offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, what Erica Bieniemy?
I don't think we can go there though.
We
can't double dip with the Chiefs.
I agree.
Well, Brian Flores from Miami.
Like, I feel like, you know, what I think the Bears need is somebody who's of the same mindset of, the guy who's the coach of the Rams. What's his name?
Sean McVay?
Yes. Someone who's, like, innovative, coming up with new stuff. Like, you have a throwing running quarterback, and our Matt Nagy was taking a square peg and sticking in a round hole with him. Like the coaching that he was doing, it was terrible. You need someone who's on the opposite spectrum of doing stuff that you haven't seen before, you know, and that's why what's what we thought we would get coming out of the Andy Reid coaching tree. And that's what we had the first season.
Well, I think he just couldn't handle being a head coach. I think he just couldn't handle it. He should just go back to being an office coordinator somewhere.
But we saw at the beginning. I mean, there was potential there. There was, you know, he was using Tariq Cohen in ways that no one would ever have thought at the very beginning of his coaching tenure. And then there was so much potential. Quarterback that you could do multiple things with, and I don't know, there was none of that. And so bringing it back, like, you know, Flores, I look at coming from the Belichick tree, and I feel like it's very like fundamental football kind of thing, and that's not what we need in Chicago at this point, with our focal point being this quarterback who can be dynamic. We need someone who's going to push the envelope, who's going to open the playbook, who's going to take chances. Like, that's what we need. Make it exciting. If we're not going to be great, make it fucking exciting. So, that's why I think Sean Payton would be great.
Kyle Shanahan?
Well, Shanahan's locked up in San Francisco. He's not going anywhere.
All right, what was the last thing then?
Last thing was just thoughts on the Super Wild Card weekend coming up. Playoffs going forward.
Man, I looked at the games when last weekend was over. I do like the Monday night game. I feel like there wasn't a Monday night game in Super Wild Card weekend before, right?
No, this is the first time. They switched it up. It used to be, I think last year it was 3 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, and now it's 2-3-1 Monday.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders Bengals, that's like the ultimate, this team doesn't belong here, you know, loser go home. Those two franchises, I guess Raiders are a little bit more, a little better franchise, but, you know, in the recent past, two franchises that stunk it up. So I think that's going to be, should be a great game. I kind of like Burrow and that offense, and I've never really figured out the Raiders. I kind of like that, the Bengals. to win that one in a close one. Would I don't know if I'd take the points though, because I think it's gonna be a good game. What are your thoughts on that game?
I think that close. Like, I feel like the Raiders play their division really well. You know, obviously they just beat the Chargers. Did they beat the Chiefs this year?
I think they beat the Chiefs the first time they played them.
Okay, but I think that's where they play their best. But outside the division, they just get stomped. I don't think this is a close one. I think Cincinnati is firing in all cylinders. I think that this team, this young core, has kind of broken away from the mold of the old, you know, the Andy Dalton and even the Bengals before that. All breaking away from the Marvin Lewis days of just folding, you know, in big time situations. Like, I think the Bengals win this one handily. I don't think it's close.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that too, but the Raiders just don't, they seem to find a way to keep games close. I mean, most of their games felt like they were like exciting to watch. So I think, I feel like it'll be closer than you think. Who knows? Bills Patriots should be smash mouth, frozen tundra, classic playoff football game. I hope the Bills win.
They should win. They're on their home turf. The Bills have been playing really good the past few weeks. I don't know what happened to them halfway through the season. They just like lost their way. But you know, Patriots got a rookie quarterback, playoff situation. Josh Allen's a seasoned veteran now in the playoffs. I think Buffalo takes this game.
Yeah, I can't. Tom Brady's not losing to the Eagles as we move on to Sunday games.
That's like the easiest one. I think the Bucks will handle that. I think that's the biggest blowout of the playoffs.
Cowboys 49ers should be a good one.
That is a good one. I actually think the 49ers could beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think that might be the best. Maybe that and the Cardinal Ram game on Monday night. Those two should be the best games. You definitely got a recipe for good
game. I think unlike my talk about the Bengals, I think the Cowboys continue to be the Cowboys, not your Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith Cowboys, but the Cowboys of after that just have no success in the playoffs, find a way to lose it. And 49ers have been getting healthier every week, they're playing good football. I think the 49ers
win. Let's not forget that they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they got that same roster pretty much. So,
yep.
I think the 49ers could be a sleeper team to make a run. I think the Chiefs wiped the floor with the Steelers, who shouldn't probably be in the playoffs.
Oh God.
Yeah, like, that one's.
Yeah, it shouldn't be close, but the Chiefs just. Games now, but like, I think Ben Roethlisberger cannot do anything out there. Like, he just, how do they even make it this far? I have no idea, but
yeah, I'd much rather would have seen, like to see a Chargers, Chargers Chiefs game.
That would have
been a lot more exciting.
It would have been great to have both of, I would have been really great if the Raiders and Chargers game ended in a tie. And both got in.
Yeah, that would have been great if instead of kicking the field goal, they just kneeled on it. They lined up for the kick, but then just like snapped it to the kicker and he just nailed it.
Do you think that timeout that the Chargers called at the end of the game changed the Raiders approached it?
No, you play to win the game, man.
Yeah.
But that would, the outcomes that I wanted that the field goal to get blocked and then have the Chargers run it back. How hilarious would that have been?
I know, right? That would have been.
But who knows, man? Like, man, can you imagine? No, there's not possible. Like, if the Steelers go from the sixth seed and go all the way. Didn't they win the Super Bowl 1 year as a sixth seed? There's no way. They don't have that. Yeah, I think the year they beat the Seahawks, they were the sixth seed.
Yeah, I believe so.
But that's and then the last game, I think the last game, Rams Cardinals, should be exciting. Both games that they played this year against each other were actually, I think they were, wasn't one of them a blowout early in the year? Oh no, it was a close game, 30-20. Yeah, they're both high scoring, good battles. That should be a good one on Monday night.
It should, but the Rams, I mean, the Cardinals are, I think, are going the wrong direction. Like, they're just, you know, this is what the Cardinals were like last year too. They come out of the gate, especially
Kyler gets a little banged up, and he's not the same. He's a little small. Yeah. He's a little small to be quarterback. What do you think?
Yep. Yeah, I agree. You know, I know this very well because he was on my fantasy team 2 years ago. Like, he came out blazing, and then halfway through the season, his numbers trailed off. Yeah. And that's just how it goes. And they don't have Hopkins out there. Their defense
is he not playing in the playoffs?
This week, I think they said he would have a chance to come back for like the NFC Championship game. I think so.
Yeah, I think the Rams.
So that hurts, and their defense is not playing nearly as good as it was. The Rams, I don't understand them. They just have some fucking fuck ups this season where they just don't show up. I don't know how that's possible. And like, same thing with Stafford. Stafford just sometimes he just throws up a fucking goose egg for the game. I think Rams pulled this out in a close one. I think the home field advantage comes through. I think the Rams overall are playing better football right now than the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are just, you know, the steam's out of their the wind's out of their sail.
Yeah, I hear you. I agree. Still should be a good game though. Anytime there's a playoff matchup with teams in the same division, it's always a good one. Always look forward to those. Super Bowl prediction.
I'm going to go Green Bay, Buffalo.
Green Bay, Kansas City. Who's winning? Packers. I'm going to pick the Packers just so that I'm wrong. How about that?
They overall, they're the most complete team right now.
I know. It's going to suck watching the Super Bowl in Park City. I'm watching the Packers.
You guys are there for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Really funny, dude. I have a really funny story about Park City and the Super Bowl. So, the year that the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl happened, you know, with the interception at the 1 yard line, I was actually in Park City. I was supposed to fly out during the Super Bowl, and I would have missed the whole game because we would have been on the plane. But there was a huge snowstorm in Chicago, so like we couldn't leave. So I actually got to watch the game. Otherwise, I would have missed, you know, one of the most iconic plays in Super Bowl history.
So where's the punchline of the funny story?
I would have missed it.
I know. I was hoping to hear like a funny story where I'd laugh, but I get it. It's a interesting story that has impact on you, not anyone else in the world.
No, not anyone else. But hey, maybe there'll be some crazy shit that goes down because that's what
there will be. Maybe it'll be maybe the Bears will win a Super Bowl. Oh wait, they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what happened. So you think the Chiefs can get there, huh?
Why not?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's funny, neither of us chose the Titans, huh?
Yeah, they're like, I feel like the worst number one seed we've had in a while.
But
agreed?
It is, but if they get Derrick Henry back,
yeah,
they're a different team.
Yeah,
but I agree.
But Tannehill, I mean, their offensive line, they can't. Like, defense, getting pressure to the quarterback, and I had Tannehill this season, and I can't tell you how many times I watched him get sacked. It was ridiculous. Like if they come across a team that has good pressure on the quarterback, and they need a score, you know, if they can run the ball and keep the lead and run the clock out that way, yeah, they're fine. But if they need to rely on a quarterback,
true. But if there's one thing that Tennessee can do, and there's one thing that Derrick Henry is known for, it's bringing it in the playoffs. Like, he's had some monster games in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm sure that his injury is not 100%, and he's not the same. So
maybe, but he is a freak.
No, I'm right, Aaron. I am right. I am never wrong. Get it straight.
So all I'm saying is that if Derrick Henry is able to, if the Titans have any chance, it all falls on Derrick Henry's shoulders to basically run all over the other team.
Who do they get, the Bills or the Patriots first? Or Bills or the Chiefs first?
The Bills. No, the Bills are the.
They would get. First. Yeah.
Bills this week. If the Bills win.
Win. And the Chiefs win.
And the Chiefs win, they would get the Bills. They have to beat the Bills.
I mean, that makes. Man, that's tough. They got to beat the Bills, then the Chiefs. Come on. All right, I like my pick. Well, yeah, especially because the Bills have to play Tennessee first, meaning the Chiefs are going to get. Wait, no, that's not right. If Kansas City and Buffalo both win, then the Tennessee gets
the Bills.
Neither
the Bills
of them. Are the Tennessee doesn't have to play them both. Bills and Chiefs are going to have to play each other before they play
the Titans. What? I mean, the Bills are the fourth seed, right?
The Bills are the 3 seed. The 4 or 5 is Cincinnati, Oakland. And then Tennessee gets the winner of that. So Tennessee's got a nice path.
Oh, shit. Sorry. It is? 4 and the Patriots are 5.
Nope. Patriots are 6.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I knew that either. Yeah.
So the Chiefs and the Bills would have to play.
Yeah.
For the Super Bowl. For the Super Bowl.
In the divisional round. Crazy.
Wow.
All right. We've talked enough. I don't think anyone else is still listening.
Maybe Terry. All right.
And Daniel. Shout out to our 2 listeners.
Yes.
All right. Aaron. It was good to talk to you. We'll rehash this in a couple weeks with some updates on votes and shit like that.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Bye. See you.